Today, Israeli security officials said they had arrested five members of a Hamas cell, which was responsible for a series of attacks, including last month's bombing of a cafeteria at Hebrew University. Nine people, among them five Americans, died in that attack. At least one of the members of the cell had Israeli citizenship, and four are from East Jerusalem. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
According to Israeli security officials, 29-year-old Mohammed Odeh knew the campus of the Hebrew University well. He worked as a painter there for an Israeli contractor and had a permit to enter the university. The security officials say he was also one of the members of an Islamist Hamas cell charged with responsibility for 8 attacks that killed 35 people. According to the security officials, Odeh was told to choose a target where Palestinians would not get killed. The cafeteria he chose was frequented mostly by Israelis and foreign students. The security officials say that on the night of July 30th, Odeh jumped over the security wall and hit a backpack with the bomb in nearby bushes. The next day, he came to work as usual, picked up the backpack, covered it with a newspaper in Hebrew, and left it on a table before leaving the campus. The security officials say he then detonated the bomb using a cellular phone. The next day, they say, he was back at work, painting the walls of the scorched cafeteria. Israeli officials say they've passed on their findings to the FBI, which is carrying out its own investigation of the bombing. FBI agents visited Israel earlier this month. Western diplomats here say the FBI was kept in the loop, but the intelligence work that led to the arrests was done by the Israeli side alone. Israeli media report the main members of the cell were uncovered Saturday in Jerusalem by an elite Israeli unit, as two of its members were on their way to Tel Aviv to carry out another attack. The media said one suspect was caught at a surprise checkpoint and two others after a car chase through Jerusalem. A Hamas spokesman had no comment on the arrests. The cell is unusual because at least four of the members came from East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed after the 1967 war and which is claimed by Israelis and Palestinians. Unlike the West Bank and Gaza Strip, there's been almost no violence in East Jerusalem during the past 23 months of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. East Jerusalem Palestinians carry Israeli-issued identity cards that enable them to move freely throughout Israel. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert told Israel Radio he had hoped this wouldn't happen in Jerusalem. This is something I was afraid of, he said. I thought that under the surface, things were not as they appeared to be. Israeli security officials say at least one of the suspects had Israeli citizenship. That's something only a minority of Palestinians in East Jerusalem accepted after the Israeli annexation. Aziz Abbasi, the uncle of suspect Wissam Abbasi, said he still couldn't believe his nephew was involved. I'm totally shocked and hope it's all a lie, he said. We're a well-known family and we're good citizens. The arrests have sparked a harsh reaction in Israel. Israel's interior minister said he will work to have the residency permits of the members of the cell revoked. Another Israeli Knesset member called for the family's homes to be immediately demolished. A third far-right Knesset member called for the death penalty for Israeli Arabs found to be involved in attacks. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.